So once more, my invitation to you is to feel held, to be comforted by the fact that the earth holds you, the blankets and cushions and props hold you, that this space holds you. And my invitation to you is as best you can to stay present and to stay still, but to move if you need to and drift if you need to. And to help you stay a little bit more present tonight, we're going to be taking a sensory route around the body. A route that emphasizes being here. As ever, it's all just a suggestion, it's all just an invitation. But the first place you can come on, become aware of is the tongue and the mouth. The sensation and taste of the tongue and the mouth. The feeling of the sides of the mouth and the floor of the mouth, the roof of the mouth and the teeth. As the lips together are gently parted. Moving from there deeper into the head, you can become aware of the sinuses, of the insides, of the inner ear, the inner architecture of the ear. Moving out to the outer shell and lobe of the ear. Coming back into the head and feeling breath moving in the nostrils of the right and left nostril, and the warm air leaving the nostrils and the cooler air entering it. You can become aware that way of the skin of the lips. The skin of the whole of the face. The skin of the eyelid. The eyelashes. And the eyes and their socket. You can become aware also of the scalp, of the hairs on the scalp, all the way from the top of the forehead, all the way down to the nape of the neck. And it can be as if the whole head is one radiant field of sensation. The whole head. And you might feel the breath moving in and out of the throat. You might feel the collarbones gently rising and falling. You might feel the shoulders doing the same. You might be aware of the warmth of the armpits. And perhaps you can expand that field of sensation to feel all the way down the arms. Perhaps there's a difference between the inner and outer elbows. Perhaps the wrists feel different. The palms of the hands and the backs of the hands. Can you feel the fingers and thumbs where they touch and the spaces between them. Do the fingernails feel different to the rest of the fingers? Can you be aware of one radiant field of sensation from the tips of the fingers all the way back to the crown of the head? And being aware of the throat again, the movement of breath and the rising and falling of collarbones and shoulders, the rising and falling of the chest, the rising and falling of the belly, the skin of the back and the full length of the spine. Can you feel into the lower organs of the pelvis, the intimate parts of the body? Can you feel the buttocks? How about the hip joints? And perhaps you can expand that field of sensation down the legs, experiencing perhaps difference between the inner and outer thighs, the backs of the knees and the tops of the knees, between the shins, the calves, and the ankles. Perhaps you can get all the way down to the soles of the feet and the tops of the feet. Perhaps you can feel each of the toes one by one and all together. The whole of the body can be one radiant field of sensation, from the tips of the toes and the tips of the fingers all the way up to the crown of the head. And again, there's nothing you need to do with any of this. There is only being present, being aware, resting in that radiant field of sensation. Experiencing warmth where there is warmth, coolness where there is coolness, aching where there is aching, weight and pressure where there is pressure. The whole body. The whole body. The whole body. And we can once again explore opposites here. You can imagine that field of sensation, if you wish to, expanding wide, 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 even beyond the body. How wide can your awareness be, reaching softly, gently out into the world? How narrow can you make that focus? Centering perhaps on the third eye center, or in the heart center, the center of the chest. One tight, focused, radiant point of sensation, of light. And you can, if you'd like to, move between one and the other of those sensations. You could expand wide as you breathe in, and draw in focused and tight as you breathe out. Perhaps they're both the same thing. And if you'd like to, if it would feel pleasant, you can move around the body. You can imagine as you do so that there is perhaps a point of warmth or a point of light running through the body. You can move from the centre of the eyebrows down one arm, back up, down the other arm, and back up, moving from arm to arm. You can even make that journey in time with the breath, flowing down to the tips of the fingers, back up to the centre of the eyebrow, down to the tips of the other finger, back up to the centre of the eyebrow. You can do the same with the legs, from the centre of the eyebrows running down one leg to the tips of the toes and back up, down to the tips of the toes of the other leg and back up. You can imagine as you're doing so that the light of that awareness, it's like a torch playing over a map of the body. If it's interesting. When you're ready, my invitation to you is to come back to experiencing the whole body. Come back to awareness of weight and pressure, of warmth, of air moving on the skin, of blanket, of the movement of breath. Become aware of the sounds, not just of my voice, but the sounds of people gently moving, breathing, buzz in the distance. You can be aware once more the taste of your tongue in your mouth, of the warmth and scent of breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. and you can be aware of light once more. And then you can invite your breath to begin to deepen. You can begin to stretch into your fingers and into your toes. Whatever position you're in, my invitation to you at the moment is to have a really nice stretch, maybe even a wriggle. There are still a lot of massage balls around the room, so if you want to grab hold of one, give yourself a bit of a tingly massage around any place, on the head or face or hands, you can do that. You can start to make your way back up to a comfortable sitting position, whatever that means for you.